You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
K-State Nation, what's going on once again? Here in Manhattan, Kansas, Eddie Greer back again for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State coming at you on Friday night, November 10th, 2023. This is the weekend edition of the podcast. Of course, those of you listening for the very first time, finding out the show, appreciate you for checking us out. This will go out early tomorrow morning, so definitely appreciate that as well. For those of you who've been following us for the last couple months, or since the very beginning, we also appreciate you as well. The Purple Project Podcast can find it free and available wherever you get your podcast here. Yeah, I'm recording right now. It is halftime currently of the K-State men's basketball game right now, taking on Bellarmine. K-State was a dominating performance here in his first half. 46-31 is the score there. And which is out of curiosity here, let's just go ahead and I know it won't matter as much, but Miami leading UCF by, it looks like 8 points there. Cincinnati all over Detroit Mercy. Cincinnati is going to be a difficult hurdle there, obviously, with the big 12 ties there. West Virginia trailing Monmouth 63-53. And then look at this lopsided score. Number one, KU over Manhattan. Not this Manhattan. There's another Manhattan up there. Manhattan, New York, 44-19. Of course, our score is there. OU, Mississippi Valley State, it looks like. Yep, 46-23 there. And I'm not going to mention the other games because that doesn't really matter right now. Let's just check out our score again. It won't matter because when the time comes out, the score and the box score will change automatically there as well. K-State there. It was an early, kind of early struggle there for Jerome Tang's team. Of course, this is that first home game following the loss in Las Vegas to USC there. Currently right now, Cam Carter, who had a big game in Vegas, he leads all scorers right now, yep, by 1-15. And then, of course, I think for Bellarmine, Hatton right now has 14 right now. Cam Carter, a gigantic first half for him. Arthur Kaluma, 9 points, 4 rebounds. The Carter for him, he has 2 assists in the game. Also, how about the hot shooting Danny Ames? 11 points, 4 of 8 from the field, 3 of 4 from downtown. So he's having a big night so far for K-State. Again, when this comes out, this will all change. Hopefully K-State will take this one home here as I am recording during halftime here of the K-State men's basketball game. K-State 0-1 coming in. Both teams coming in this game 0-1. And K-State looking for their first win at home. Well, first win of the season and getting their first win at the Octagon of Doom. Transitioning to women's tennis. Yeah, women's tennis here on the document as K-State advanced today, earlier today, 4 women advanced to the semifinals with K-State women there. K-State women's tennis team competed in a full day of matches today down in Waco, Texas there in the second day of the Big 12 fall invite. Down at Waco, Texas, home of Baylor there as well. And it looks like they're the Wildcats did battle in the singles there. 3 set matches in both the quarters and consolation round while claiming a doubles win earlier today. Vanessa Suarez claimed the first 3 set win there, beating 51st-ranked Dana Guzman of OU 6-3, 4-6 in an epic battle in the set 3 there, 10-6 there. Her teammate Maria Santos also won a win there in 3 sets there. 6-2, 6-4, 10-6 again. These third sets were dramatic there, going toe-to-toe there. It's rare you see that, well, go that deep anyways. I mean, it's normal for tennis to see 3 sets, whether it's the pros or college. But, yeah, we're able to get epic 3-set wins there. Freshman Charlotte Kettle won today as well and did not need a third set here, beating KU Sylvia Martia Kostash there 6-1 in both those sets as well, completing her first singles match of the tournament there. Aleem Kumar last year was on the team there. Now a sophomore for K-State Women's Tennis there. She was swept up in straight sets there against Cameron Stepp of Texas Tech there earlier today. Verona Kuvava also dropped the match to the quarterfinals as well. Right there as well. The senior, Mamita Yukita, back again for K-State Women's Tennis there. And newcomer, one of the newcomers on the team, Teresa Pokalbov, also lost in tough three sets there. Yukita there won the first one in a tiebreaker set there, 7-6, but then losing the rest of the way to Iowa State's Juliet Nask, 6-3 and 10-2. Ooh, man, ouch. There as well, Pokalbova also won the first set as well, like Mamita Yukita, her teammate, but could not get it done there in the second and third sets against Arina Osh. We'll leave that short there. That looks like a Russian name from Texas Tech. 6-3, 6-3, and then 10-6 in set number three there as well. This woman seems pretty deep here to start off the season here. Let's see who I have down here. Julian Harkin, the final Wildcat on the court. She battled in another high-scoring game, this time against BYU's Bitsy Toulis, but she could not get the win there, losing in just two sets, 7-5, 6-4 there as well. Jordan, we're checking in with Jordan Smith here for women's, the head coach for K-State Women's Tennis here. Colby battled hard early, wasn't able to pull out those close matches, but impressed with how well our ladies competed regardless of the situation. That showed us how tough our team is. It will continue to be going in to the season. Ooh, excuse me. And then it goes on. And it goes on to say, for the single matches, obviously plenty of great performances this afternoon to help us advance four single players to the semis in various draws. And a doubles team pumped to see Vanessa get a top 50 ranked singles win over Oklahoma. That's huge right there. Of course, we own OU for the football field. Hey, take that for what it's worth there. Unfortunately, we couldn't play them on the football field. We'll get to the football side here on the back end of this episode. So congratulations. Our first talk about women's tennis here this season on the Purple Project Podcast.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
Continuing, going through right now, recording at halftime during the K-State men's game as K-State right now up on Bellarmine, 46-31. Eddie Greer for the weekend edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Kind of battling a little something here. Hopefully that is just a little something and not leading to anything bigger than what it is. Maybe just being worn out from a long weekend. I mean a long weekend as well. I got something huge going down a week from this weekend. So yeah, a lot more coming up on that next week. I got a marathon next week. So of course, hopefully it doesn't lead to anything more big than it already is. But yeah, just going through a little bit of that, kind of a little exhausted from the week. Hopefully I'll be all right as we finally get to the weekend here in Manhattan, Kansas, and finally getting back into the rest of the schedule here. So tennis will continue. Their Big 12 Fall Invitational tomorrow, of course, got a couple girls in the semis there, down there. So we'll see how they do. And I might hop back on here. Of course, we have a game at 2 o'clock tomorrow. That's the Veterans Day game against Baylor for K-State football here in Manhattan, Kansas, Bill Snyder Family Stadium. There as well. I don't know what's going on up there. Well, I do know what's going on up there. A lot of noise up there. But, yep, so we got that. We got tennis tomorrow. Basketball also tomorrow as well. An hour before the game, they're on the road at Little Rock. Well, they will take on Little Rock tomorrow at 1. Tip-off there. Again, depending on how I feel, we'll see. I mean, yeah, I'll get home in plenty of time for the primetime games. I might hop back on here and do a couple postcasts of these games. We'll see how it all shakes out. And of course, Monday, right back at it. Of course, me and Alex will get together Monday to recap what went down postcast Baylor tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon. Excuse me. And then, yeah, we're not going to move it because it should be done. The South Dakota State coming here to Manhattan Monday night. to continue the early slate of games for Jerome Tang, Taylor Perry, Arthur Kaluma, and the company Cam Carter and those guys. So they'll continue that. We'll probably end up talking both football and recapping what would happen, what went down against South Dakota State on Monday night. So you're going to probably get another double dose on the Purple Project podcast. And then Alex will be back Tuesday as well. So I don't know the plan is for that Tuesday show as of yet. So it might be women's basketball and women's volleyball show there as well. And again, congratulations to Jason Mansfield doing it again. Another ranked opponent goes down Texas earlier this week in straight sets. There's a postcast about that now out wherever you get your podcast there as well. It's on the Purple Project Pod feed. So make sure you get that there as well. So, yeah, another ranked opponent goes down at Morgan Family Arena. That's a third ranked opponent to lose in the new arena. So K-State Volleyball, they got something cooking right now. That is for sure. And that's congratulations to Coach Mansfield. Aaliyah Carter was spectacular in that game. The other night, Mackenzie Morris did her thing as well. She was all over the volleyball court as well. So definitely a lot to be excited about on that side of the sporting spectrum there as well. Eddie Greer, the Pro Product Podcast, rolls on here. And now I'm going to switch screens now, trying to get to the keys. So we play big. So let's just go around the Big 12 here for a minute. Because now I try to get my screen to switch over to football, and I got it right here. So the game slated for tomorrow. And listen, this will come out tomorrow morning. Slated for today. We all listen to this podcast, of course. Texas Tech on the road at KU. And everybody's already looking forward to that matchup next week. Sunflower Showdown when we go to Lawrence to take on KU. But, hey, we got to take care of business first. And I'm pretty sure KU like to do there we go. The same thing. Having all kinds of issues here tonight on this podcast, trying to get through it here. Trying to get through the rest of it here. So, yeah, so back to KU. Yes, so KU, 16th in the country. And, oh, by the way, I haven't said this yet. I'm going to say this now. So we're halfway through this episode. Kansas State, your K-State Wildcats on the gridiron after losing heartbreaker in overtime to Texas last week, still in the top 25. 25th. So that is why everyone is talking about right now the most anticipated Sunflower Showdown in quite some time. We ain't there yet. Both teams got to take care of business. And then we can talk about that. But for right now, for this week, anyways, for tomorrow, which we all listen to this, will be today, this morning, 11 a.m. kickoff, KU, Texas Tech there. And then the lone afternoon game for the Big 12, 15-ranked Oklahoma State goes to Orlando to play UCF there. And then a slew, and I mean a slew of night games here. Yeah, four on the dock here. Let's talk about it. West Virginia. You know, if I had DraftKings right now, I'd put some money on West Virginia. They're going to take on Oklahoma, 17th-ranked Oklahoma. That's a huge showdown. That game's going to be on Fox there. And then, of course, same time slot here, Houston hosting Cincinnati, two of the worst teams in the Big 12 right there at 6 on FS1. And then Texas at TCU on ABC. And then, of course, like I said, I'll be back for the slew, the primetime games, which is looking pretty fly. for West Virginia, Oklahoma, Cincinnati, Houston, who cares about that? Then Texas, TCU, that's an interesting matchup there as well. Then a pair of 5-4 teams in a nightcap, 9:15 Central on ESPN, the Red Hot Iowa State Cyclones and the BYU Cougars, and very entertaining matchup there to wrap the Big 12 slate there. And of course, we wind back to our game tomorrow afternoon on Big 12 Now ESPN Plus. There's our plug right there. You don't got it. By now, what are you doing, K-State Nation? And other folks who listen to this podcast that are not K-State fans, definitely make sure you have that, because you can definitely catch a lot of K-State sporting events on there. Obviously, women's soccer, volleyball, and right now, what's going on right now on my TV screen, basketball on mute, as K-State looks to finish off Belmont here to get their first win of 2023-24 season for Jerome Tang's second season there as well. So we take a look here at the standings here, folks, and then we'll get to my keys to the game here for K-State. here. Okay, so here's the situation for K-State. K-State, yeah, they need a little, like I said last week. I said it last week on a pregame pod. They had to win that game, and unfortunately, we did not. So, K-State, what do they need to do? They need to take care of business the whole rest of the way. There's still an opportunity to get 9 wins. It's still out there to get. They're already, but we're already bowl eligible, right? So now, what they have to do, K-State has to do, win out and hope. Man, hope for some triple chaos. With the amount of teams in here now, you're going to have a lot of help to get there. And obviously, you don't have the tiebreakers with Texas, Oklahoma State. So you're going to need them probably to lose. Yeah, you're going to need one of those to really self-destruct to have any chance. Kansas in front of K-State. So already, look, you don't have you can't play Oklahoma, right? So you can't play them. So there you OU and KU, West Virginia. That's why this West Virginia game, Oklahoma, that's a huge game right there. Circle that. Iowa State, all those teams. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? 4-2. 4-2 going in there into this weekend's matchups there. All of them clustered up together. Texas Tech, 3-3 in the conference. TCU, BYU, Houston, beat Baylor, who we play tomorrow afternoon or today. 2-4, 4 teams, 2-4, UCF, 1-5, and Cincinnati has yet to win a game in the conference, 0-6. Yes, they won a game. They have won only 2 games this year, but shut out here in 2023. Can they change that against Houston? I'll find out about that. But, yeah, K-State, they're going to need a lot of help. But right now, you have to take care of business. And K-State for 1, which leads to my first point here. We're going to take our last break here in the pod.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
First key of the game from EG3 in a Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State Baylor Edition Preview. Weekend K-State Preview here on November 10th, 2023. Recorded during the second half of the K-State men's game. Game 2 of the year 2 for Jerome Tang against Belmont at the Akagama Doom right now. So, okay, so number one. Protect your home field. You have 2 games left. Baylor, and then, of course, a couple weeks, you have Iowa State coming in here on Thanksgiving week, right? So continue to protect your home field. They've been outstanding here at home all year long. You got to take it. Baylor, right? They're not a good football team. Data Aranda apparently might be on the hot seat there. Wow, what a turn of events on that end. For them, right? So you got to take care of business there at home, and you have to take care of business. There's a chance, still an opportunity, huge opportunity. You're already bowl eligible. 10 wins is still out on the table for this team, with all the issues, especially on the road, really, for that matter. So definitely you want to have the opportunity. Let's see where I'm at here. So we'll have to see what happens there. Let's see. That's not what I'm looking for. 10-1. Be the last week. Houston getting the win over Baylor. I'm looking at Baylor's schedule now on here. So that's key number one. Number two, right, is can these wide receivers bail on what they did last week? I'm taking, let's conclude all of them, right? Phillip Brooks, like I said, on a couple of these podcasts earlier this week. Again, you have not checked out some of the content that came out, definitely make sure you check that out as well this weekend if you have some time. So if you have some free time, a free break in between games or whatever it is you're doing, definitely make sure you download those and check those out. Again, with Pro Project Podcast, free and available wherever you get your podcast there as well. The wide receivers on offense, can they build that momentum from last week, right? Phillip Brooks, he's been playing the most consistent wide receiver, right? And then you flip the script to Keen Johnson. The best, despite popping the ball up in the air with that interception last week, he really made up for it there late in that second half of that game. Can he build that momentum? That's the key here. Can you build those building blocks, right? That I like to talk about on this podcast. Can you do what you do here? Jason Brown, he's been spectacular, really, since Texas Tech. He's really gaining confidence as well, unseating Jaden Jackson there as well.
well, not on seeding, but unfortunately, you know, Jay Jackson is one of my favorite wide receivers on this football team, too. Taking a little page from the three-mile pod. But, yeah, these wide receivers, can they continue that momentum? Will Howard, and all really started with Will Howard and how he played. That too, as well. So you want to run the football well, too, but also these receivers, you got to continue to get open here. This Baylor team lost to Houston in overtime last week. What was it? 20, yeah, okay, I got it right here. 25-24 there as the two-point conversion went good as Houston upset Baylor there. Well, I shouldn't say upset. Same thing, whatever. So Houston, Baylor come off an overtime loss. Both these teams, how about that transition? Coming off an overtime loss here. Which team, and that actually leads to my third key here, which team can bounce back from their overtime loss, right? Obviously, K-State, we know what went down last week. Again, I'd rather get blown out than lose like that. K-State will get their way back in that football game, led by quarterback Will Howard in his best game of the year to this point of the 2023 campaign. Can't continue to play like that. Continue that. I want to see that intensity continue to go through this game. We don't want us no setbacks. We don't want you to revert to the early season Will Howard. We want you to continue to be what you did last week at Texas. Can you do that? Right? Okay, so overtime, right? We lost there. There's multiple ways we could have won that game, but that's in the rearview mirror. You have to learn from it, right? But I think this team is going to take pride at home. You got two games left. Baylor tomorrow afternoon or today, if you listen to this today on Saturday, early Saturday, or before we go out to the stadium or before the game. And you have Iowa State, right? So I think this team, they're going to take pride at home. Protect your home field. Like I said, that's three. And do what you got to do. I think Baylor, look, they've had their issues too as well. Going through some little things as well. So you cannot go out there. And we'll see how – I think this team can bounce back. This team can bounce back. And like I said on the postgame pod with Alex there, you and my reaction to that game, you gotta beat a 3-16. It is no excuse whatsoever. I don't care. Again, I don't care what type of team it is. If they had high expectations or low expectations for that matter, you gotta go take care of what you gotta do there in that game. So that's gonna lead to my final score prediction. And I'm gonna jump to a case that went basketball before we call this episode here, Eddie Greer, the Pro Project Podcast, Manhattan, Kansas. Look, I got K-State. Man, they've really looked good. It was a late at home. I got them bouncing back big here. Alex, I know. I remember Alex saying 31 something to something there. I'm going to go even further than that. I'm going a little bit further than that. I think K-State, he's going to come out motivated, ready to rumble, and going to try to put this Baylor team early. Take this team out. You know what I mean? So K-State's going to win this game. I'm going to go a touchdown further than that. 38-13, somewhere. I was saying pretty much same score with Baylor, but I'm going to give them three more points there. 38-13-ish, somewhere in there. So that's my prediction on the pod there as well. Yeah, K-State. Two home games, two away games left. Well, no. Yeah, two home games, two away games. Of course, that showdown looming, I don't think, especially with the loss last week to Texas there, they're going to be focused. They're not going to overlook the Baylor. I would hope not. Because, you know, that I think, as much as I hate, don't like putting this way, I think the Texas loss, they're going to refocus themselves and get after Baylor early and take them out of this game. So, see what happens there. All right, folks, here. Eddie Greer for the podcast. Now I got to go rewind back to, looks like, Monday night. Yeah, so Presbyterian, right? K-State women's basketball. We're in it right here on the podcast. They beat Presbyterian 69-35. We talked about this when they were playing. I recorded an episode somewhere, and they were playing, right? But the finish line on them, 69-35. Of course, they're playing Little Rock on the road tomorrow, hour before kickoff here in Manhattan with Baylor. The official return of Aoka Lee, right? 14 points, 5 of 11 shooting from the field as I get to my limit. There we go. 5-11 on the field there. 7 rebounds on the night there as well. The Glenn Twins combined. 17 points there led by Jalen's 11 and 6 rebounds. Bradley had 6. Serena Sundell, 5 points, 6 assists there. And Gabby Gregory did not get a point. Did not score a first point until the fourth quarter of this game. But she finished on the night only 2 of 6 from the field. Both her shots connected from downtown, 2 of 5 there as well. But the story of the night in this game, Sienna Walker, right? Gary Player of the Year, transfer from Louisville. Ooh, she's going to be a problem. She's going to be a problem. I think she clearly is going to be that sixth man coming off the – well, not sixth man. You know, sixth lady, you want to call a girl, coming off that bench first for Jeff Mitty. 13 points, perfect from the field, perfect from three. 3 of 3 from three. 5 of 5 from the field. I'm excited to watch her play this year. Look, this K-State women's basketball team, it is deep. I've said this over and over from the summer, the preseason up until right now. So we'll see how they do tomorrow again. There's going to be football tomorrow. Well, tomorrow, and obviously, we'll see. I might jump back on the mic and see if we can do a postcast of that basketball game and probably finish up the postcast on this game as well. So a lot of K-State coverage coming up this weekend here on the podcast here. So make sure you subscribe to Pro Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast, folks. That is the way that is going to do it for right now on this preview edition, weekend style, the Pro Project Podcast K-State Athletic Show. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. Alex A. will be back Monday for the recap of Baylor and a recap of what happened against South Dakota State when they come here Monday night to take on the men's team at the Octagon Dome. Right now, though, stay tuned this weekend for more K-State coverage. A huge weekend for the podcast coming up next week. I'll have a special guest, I believe. I might try to get 2. We'll have to see how it all goes down. I know I got 1 for next week. I had to push it back because I had to move some things around a little bit. So definitely, I'm looking forward to next week as well. But we got more weekend athletic coverage coming. Good. It's been good so far. We'll see what happens here this weekend. Of course, big win from volleyball and big win in women's basketball as well as men's team trying to bounce back here. They're currently winning right now against Bellarmine as well. But that's going to do it for right now. This is a bit edition. I'm going to stop talking for now. Eddie Greer here, Matt Kansas. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Have a good K-State weekend here, the second weekend of November. We'll talk to you here later on this weekend, or we'll definitely be back next week. Go Cats!
Thank you for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you all in the next episode of the Triple P Podcast. Go Cats!